Hello?
Yeah, I was looking for Dana.
This is Dana. May I just calling?
Yeah, my name is Buttons.
I'm sorry, what?
My name is Buttons, you know, like
Buttons.
On your shirt. Yeah, I'm a...
Oh.
It's not my real name, obviously. I'm a clown. And I go...
Oh.
That's what I go by, is Buttons. I know it's sad. I get it.
Oh. Okay, Buttons. How did you get my number?
Well, you're a personal trainer, right?
Yes, I am. Did someone refer you to me?
Yeah, my parole officer. He said that
Getting
healthy is part of the recovery process or some bullshit like that. So I thought I'd get you on the phone and talk about getting in there to get in shape or whatever. You know.
Okay.
You know, I used to be, you know, I used to be in pretty good shape back when I gave a shit, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, maybe, you know,
unfortunately,
physical fitness is a wonderful way to kind of produce positive endorphins, and that could be something really great for you.
Yeah,
so,
I don't think positive endorphins are something I've experienced since the 80s without the help of other substances.
Okay, well, a clean body and a clean mind are always, you know, they work together. So cardiovascular fitness is always an integral part of any kind of fitness regimen.
You know,
so, yeah, we do
when I was seven, my mom ran out on me. How's that for running?
I'm sorry to hear that.
She said, "Hey, watch some TV." So sat down to watch some TV. She said she'd be back before dinner, and just never came back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I said.
How about?
You know, I found out later that the reason she didn't come home was because she hooked up with some carny named Steve.
Oh, that's a terrible story.
You'd think that'd be a terrible story, but it's pretty much par for the course in my life. I mean, I'm a clown, for God's sake. An adult clown. When's the last time you met a clown?
It's been a really long time.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I make a, quote, a living, unquote.
Well, so...
What's your stance on cigarettes?
No, there's no smoking.
Yeah, I'm gonna need at least a smoke break or two during workouts.
You know, Buttons, I don't know if this is the right thing for you to do at this time in your life. Maybe you're not ready to take this step.
You know what? It doesn't even really matter what you think or what I think. The courts think it's a great idea, and if I don't do it, then I'm going to have to go back on the other side of the fence. So, are you telling me that you're going to run out on me too? Let me ask you a question. You probably work people out pretty hard and their muscles get sore. You got any muscle relaxers?
No.
Because I definitely use a muscle relaxer or six right now.
Buttons, I'm going to need the name of your parole officer so I can speak with him.
He doesn't have any muscle relaxers. I already asked him.
No, I need his name. I need your parole officer's name so I can contact him. It's just a technical thing that I do for my business to find out who recommended so I can kind of keep track of my clientele and things like that.
Yeah,
so,
all right.
What is your parole officer's name?
His name is Jubal.
Is that his last name?
That's his first name. Can you believe it? Weird
okay,
name.
And
what a weird name, right?
That's different. And what about your? What about his last name?
You're actually talking with him right now.
I'm talking with your parole officer. You see him on the line as well?
No, you're talking with Jubal.
I think that you might have taken something, and if you're not feeling well, I think that you need to call 911.
No, this is actually just a prank phone call.
Excuse me?
I'm not Buttons at all. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Wait. What? This isn't a real call?
No, it's a joke. Your husband Randy set you up.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yeah, he said he wanted to hear you squirm, and I thought, what better way than to have a depressed clown to try to call and see if you can help fix his life?
Thank God that wasn't real.
Yeah, it was all fake, except for the muscle relaxer part. Do you have any of those that I can borrow?
Oh, my God.